This is the weekly humorous radio news roundup. I'm Don Brinkley reporting. In entertainment news, actor Adrien Grenier bought a $10,000 toilet for his mother's townhouse. The toilet is based on Entourage. Doctors have begun to encounter cases of so-called super gonorrhea, a strain of the STD that's resistant to antibiotic treatment. Anyway, Laura, what I'm telling you is that because of our history, you should probably get tested. The president said this week that he would station the National Guard along the U.S.-Mexico border. He explained that while the measure might seem extreme, it's necessary to stop the flood of Americans trying to flee. Research shows that some people can be allergic to sex. This according to an article stuck on the refrigerator by my wife. Teens are reportedly taking the condom challenge, which involves snorting a latex condom up one's nose, despite ample evidence that breathing without a condom just feels better. Panera admits that a data breach leaked the personal info of millions of customers over an 8-month period. Cybersecurity experts say Panera's biggest mistake was building the firewall out of bread. A Texas high school senior has been accepted to all 20 of the top U.S. colleges to which he's applied. The accomplished young man says he owes it all to his parents for being impossible to please. Delta Airlines said this week that some of its customers' payment info was breached in a cyber attack. The airline hastened to emphasize, though, that the incident had not killed any dogs. A study found that bananas make good replacements for sports drinks, especially when you're trying to demonstrate proper condom use. Apple is reportedly developing a phone screen that would work without users touching it. They'd just have to look at the screen all day, every day, at the expense of everything else in their lives. Weekly humorous radio news, breaking news into little pieces.